Chilling in my room, I'm drawn to a photograph taken in Yellowstone National Park when reading National Geographic. It captures the eruption of a geyser. The shadows and the highlight surface are illuminated by blue skylight. Bubbles gush out of the water. It is so immersive. I feel as though I am standing on the ridge at the side of the geyser's eruption. At this point, my story began. I wanted to take vivid pictures like this one in National Geographic. I saved my pocket money to buy an SLR camera, tripod, and a flash for preparation, and I assumed that the step must be quite easy, aiming the camera, examining the scene view, and pressing the shutter. However, the first step is often the hardest. While I was going to pick up my camera, it was much heavier than I had imagined. I tried to take a photo of a tree. It didn't turn out as well as I hoped. The tree was dark and turbid, which was even worse than the photo taken by my cell phone. I realized that becoming a qualified photographer required serious devotion to study. Each day, I would spend some time reading articles or watching videos about photographic techniques and started to take photos using these instructions. I found some pleasure in it. Each time when I was aiming at a scene, I needed to press the shutter and pushing the button took time. In this short interval, I needed to keep the camera stable or the final picture will be blurred. All the things around me seemed to be paused, even my breath and my heartbeat. One day after class, I decided to take some photos of the sky lying on the grass of the playground. I pointed the camera toward the sky. Through the camera lens, I could see a ray of sunlight burst out through the cloud. The floating cloud was just like a sheet of music, with low and thick clouds moving with the sheet-like upper clouds. They could look like the curtain board's rolling wave or like a mountain, staying silent. The beauty was simply beyond description. Later, I opened my computer to review my photos. Yes, of course, all of these photos were about clouds, but I noticed that the moments captured display different features of the cloud. Moreover, one day soon after, when I was taking photos in Jing'an Temple, which is a famous site in my hometown Shanghai, at first I wanted to take some photos of the building, but I can't find a good spot to shoot from. However, I did see a monk walking in the street and a sentence parallel to his past. This moment is combined religion, art, nature, and humanity. The photo represents my global perspective, which is mixed different culture and religion, but not just things from different countries. Each picture had a soul that might go unnoticed in the daily life of people. Thanks to photography, it gave me the opportunity to a new perspective to think about things. During summer, I had the opportunity to travel to Yellowstone National Park. I went to Old Fanceful, where the photographer had taken that inspiring picture of the geyser. Standing on the bridge, I picked up my camera. I didn't want to force myself to make a perfect picture, but I was just to enjoy the view of this time. Watching the geyser, I found that the surface of the water became colorful because of the reflection. I could feel a damp heat wave on my face toward the wind. I pressed the shutter, the camera winkled and clicked. I wish that photography had found me when I was younger.